This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Don't need more than one word to set up this next item. Prince. He died today at the age of 57, as you've surely heard. His songs are, of course, at the top of the iTunes charts, but his influence went far beyond just music. Daphne Brooks is a professor of African American Studies, Theater Studies, and American Studies at Yale University. Professor, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Prince was a musician of singular ability. He was an activist. He was an economic force in an industry he didn't much care for, honestly. How would you characterize him?
He was the sound of post-civil rights freedom struggle. He was the sound of blackness as capacious and as unapologetic and as eccentric, as wondrous, as imaginative as you could possibly think in our contemporary world today.
He was also an economic iconoclast, right? I mean, he did what he wanted, when he wanted, results notwithstanding. He changed his own personal brand. I mean, he took his name off his product for a good period of time.
Yes. He wrote Slave very famously across his cheek during his very famous disputes with Warner Brothers. Yeah. Some people chastise him for seemingly making light of, our great American disaster that was slavery. But really, he was a powerful legacy in the context of the popular music business with regards to racial issues. He really brought to the forefront of the cultural imaginary an understanding of how black artists had been exploited across the 20th century, still are, in the music business, and refused to, you know, have his name be turned into something that was just a commodity for big business. He was an absolute groundbreaking presence in that sense, too.
It's worth the mention here that on the of the many boundaries he pushed was up against, I guess, society's expectation of what pop music ought to be. And I'm thinking now of Tipper Gore and the parental advisory language, which came from one of the Gore girls buying a Prince album and Tipper hearing it and saying, oh, no, 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 we're not having this.
Yes, that was the high 80s, the culture wars, which we seem to never be able to get past. He was all about, you know, trying to celebrate pleasure and trying to find a kind of pleasure and joy for black people, but also for a multicultural world that can understand the ways that black music gave the world pleasure.
At a time when maybe that was kind of rolling his rolling the dice sort of economically for him, right? I mean, he had the breakout hits, but early on, it was a little dicey.
Oh, early on, it was completely dicey. I mean, you know, we all know the stories of, you know, his early days in Minneapolis, you know, playing in underwear, you know, and just like, you know, being a virtuosic guitarist and, you know, not quite being welcomed by black radio or white radio, but also at the same time really affirming, you know, what blackness was to him, you know, in the context of, again, the post-civil rights era. What does it mean to be free for African Americans in the wake of the civil rights movement? Prince is a symbol of that. He will always be that.
He came of age musically before we had the internet, before we had iTunes and all of that. He did not love digital music. In fact, I think he actually said at one point, I really don't like digital forms of music.
Yeah, he did. You know, I think we have to understand him, too, as being a boomer. and I don't mean that in a disparaging way. But he had a certain kind of belief in craft and artistry and musicianship that was, you know, very much indebted to kind of the core origins of popular music culture in the mid-20th century. But you think about the ways that his sound has influenced, you know, a long line of artists who, you know, do work in digital contexts, you know, from Aphex Twin to Daft Punk, not to mention, again, a lot of the experimental African-American artists working across genres today. Again, I'm thinking of Janelle Monáe.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he what goes around comes around. And for Prince, he managed to remain present and current, even if he rejected certain kinds of definitions.
You must have been to a concert or two of his, huh?
Oh, where do I start? You know, we could start with Purple Rain, although I really wanted to be at the 1999 concert and my parents wouldn't let me go for all sorts of reasons, you know. But every time it was about thinking about what it meant for this musician to get up and being a kid who grew up listening to punk and new wave along with soul. He was somebody who embodied all of those sounds for me. He made me feel free. He made me feel liberated.
Daphne Brooks is a professor of African American studies at Yale, teaches a bunch of other stuff there as well. Professor Brooks, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much.